Have you ever wondered if you'd still love someone if they fundamentally changed? Leeds Gabriel never expected to face this question so literally. When he meets Lila at a Texas wedding, their connection is electric and immediate. She stands out from the crowd with her vibrant energy and unconventional dancing. Their first conversation on the venue's wraparound porch flows effortlessly under the stars. And when Leeds shares a deeply personal song about his father's death, Lila's response changes everything. "You're being selfish keeping your songs to yourself. It's better to be a selfless somebody than a selfish nobody." Her words cut through years of his self-doubt, becoming the catalyst for his transformation. Their relationship intensifies over 2 magical months. Lila begins traveling with Leeds to his shows, becoming part of his performance ritual. At each set's end, she performs her ridiculous wedding dance, the same joyful movement that first caught his attention. They barely spend a night apart, and their first "I love you" comes naturally, without hesitation. Everything seems perfect, until it isn't. Just as their relationship blossoms, chaos erupts. Leeds discovers disturbing messages from his ex-girlfriend Sable to Lila. Before he can react, an unexpected knock brings catastrophe. Despite Leeds' warning, Lila answers the door first. 2 gunshots leave Lila bleeding on the floor and Leeds with a bullet in his shoulder. The aftermath unfolds like a nightmare: emergency responses, surgeries, and overwhelming uncertainty. Their hospital reunion reveals both are irreversibly transformed. Lila develops severe anxiety, obsessive dependency on Leeds, and night terrors. Her memory becomes unreliable, with significant gaps in her recollection. "The carefree girl I fell in love with seems buried beneath layers of scar tissue," Leeds observes as Lila's vibrant personality dims. Their passionate partnership becomes a caretaker-patient dynamic. What Leeds doesn't realize is that the shooting didn't just change Lila, it literally replaced her with something else entirely. Leeds takes Lila to Corazón del País, the bed and breakfast where they first met, hoping to help her heal. He's considering buying the property for its isolation and meaningful memories, and has purchased an engagement ring, though unsure when to propose. Strange events begin immediately. Lila seems confused about their previous stay. Leeds finds her with bleeding knuckles beside a broken mirror. Later, he discovers the kitchen filled with smoke and soup splattered everywhere, though all doors and windows remain locked from inside with no evidence of intrusion. The mysteries deepen when Leeds finds his laptop moved, with a document open containing 5 disturbing words: "I'm sorry I scared you." When Lila denies touching his computer, Leeds struggles between believing she's manipulating him or accepting something supernatural is happening. The isolated setting blurs the line between natural and supernatural, setting the stage for a revelation that will shatter Leeds' understanding of reality. After installing hidden cameras, Leeds captures footage of objects moving on their own. He establishes basic communication through piano keys, representing yes-no responses. The entity eventually reveals itself as Willow by typing on Leeds' laptop, sending him into a panic. Reviewing footage, Leeds notices subtle changes in Lila's behavior. That night, when Lila comes downstairs, he instantly recognizes Willow's presence. She moves differently, whimsically, without Lila's anxiety. Willow explains she exists only as thoughts and feelings, with no physical form. Leeds becomes captivated by Willow, rather than focusing on Lila. When Lila suggests going out, he's hesitant, not from concern about her health, but because he has countless questions for Willow. Throughout their outing, he's distracted, eager for Lila to sleep so he can speak with Willow again. This discovery transforms his worldview, making everything else, his career, even his love for Lila, feel insignificant. Leeds' obsession deepens as he considers drugging Lila with crushed Ambien. Before he acts, Willow, in Lila's body, knocks the glass away. During a swimming lesson, Willow notes the difference between Lila's healed gunshot scar and Lila's unhealed head wound. As they watch movies and share conversations, Leeds finds himself preferring Willow's company, questioning if this constitutes emotional infidelity. "I've become obsessed with the idea that this life isn't the only one that matters," he reflects. Lila is the victim, though she remains unaware. The truth unravels when Willow mentions details Leeds never shared with either woman. When confronted, she admits accessing both Lila's and Sable's memories while in Lila's body. A paranormal expert suggests a shocking theory. The soul in Lila's body is actually Sable's. When Lila flatlined after being shot, the wrong soul entered her body during revival. When Leeds tests this with questions only Lila would know, Willow answers perfectly, revealing she is actually Lila's soul, explaining Leeds' attraction to her and why Lila has seemed different since the surgery. When the expert leaves without a solution, Leeds and Lila's spirit face a difficult choice. Sable denies she isn't Lila, despite being unable to access memories only the real Lila would have. After exhaustive searching, Lila proposes the only option. "You're going to have to kill me, and then hope to hell that you can bring me right back." The plan terrifies Leeds, risking everything on the chance her soul might reclaim her body once Sable's leaves. Despite his resistance, Lila insists they can't continue. She spends 2 days planning while Leeds searches for alternatives. Her plan involves Leeds holding her underwater until she stops struggling, then beginning resuscitation within 5 minutes. She even schedules a suicide note to email automatically if things go wrong. "For 2 hours, I've been preparing for Lila's drowning plan, feeling like my world might end," Leeds narrates. "I follow her downstairs to the pool, where we first met, first kissed, and now might say our final goodbye." After executing the plan, 38 agonizing minutes pass in the hospital. When the doctor says, "She's asking for you," Leeds fears meeting Sable. But when she speaks, he knows it's truly Lila. They embrace as Leeds whispers her name. Lila and Leeds emerge from their supernatural ordeal, accepting uncertainty as their only certainty. Rather than trying to comprehend the incomprehensible, they embrace their second chance with gratitude. To avoid future encounters with Sable's spirit, they purchase a newly built house on 10 acres with mountain views, a modern home that feels slightly out of place in nature, much like how we feel in the world now, living with our unbelievable secret. In their new life, Leeds watches Lila dance terribly to his music, reminded it was the first thing he noticed about her and the last thing he'd ever want to change. Their story shows how love overcomes seemingly impossible barriers, questioning whether we love the physical person or something deeper. It suggests true connection transcends the body, that souls recognize each other despite external changes. In a world of uncertainty, perhaps love is the only force that truly bridges the gap between life and whatever lies beyond.